Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Friday was a bit ugly. What happened?
Yeah, it was a bit ugly, wasn't it? Look, we've basically had a pretty strong start to the year, haven't we? And there's been optimism around the economy, interest rates being cut before too long, and that hot CPI print has disrupted that a bit. And I suppose investors are starting to think, what happens to the economy if we don't get them till, say, November, December. Of course, we've got obviously escalating tensions in the Middle East, as you mentioned as well. But yeah, the earnings season, that was in focus. JP Morgan Chase are the biggest US bank by assets, so they're a bellwether in that respect. So they're here and now pretty good. First quarter profit up 6%, $13.4 billion. That was boosted by the takeover of First Republic during the crisis last year. Revenues up 8%. That was all pretty good. Rising interest rates driving that. But it was the 2024 forecast that's disappointed. They reckon net interest income will be around $90 billion, which is essentially unchanged from the previous forecast. Market have been looking for an uplift around about $2 to $3 billion for the year. Shares of JP Morgan fell over 6% as a result of that. There were some positives, so provisions, they were about $1 billion below expectations. So, those defaults that people had worried about a year ago are not really happening, so that's a good thing. The CEO, he said the economy's still in a good place. He pretty much summed it up. It's in a good place currently, but struck a note of caution about the future. He says we've got events in the Middle East and we've got inflation, whether that's persistent or not. And that's the big concern. He was actually still pretty upbeat about AI. He reckons it's going to be as transformational as the printing press, electricity and the internet, and it'll augment potentially every job, but the exact rate of change is unknown. I suppose that's pretty fair. But it was a tough day for banks. Citigroup, they also fell 2% on a better-than-expected result.
And how about the UK? If you had a microscope, you found a little bit of growth there.
Yeah, you did. You can sort of pop the champagne corks just a little bit in Britain. So, modest expansion for the UK economy. GDP increased by 0.1% in February. That followed a 0.3% expansion in the prior month. So, it suggests that, the UK economy got into a very shallow recession in the December quarter, and that may be coming to an end, and so we're coming out of that. So widespread growth, particularly in the car sector, services that grew a little bit of weakness in construction, but that was blamed on the weather, and the UK economy grew for the first time since last summer. Also a bit of good news in Europe, Mike. German inflation, that's fallen to the lowest level since 2021, 2.3% last month, down from 2.7% in February, 3.1% in January, and also first time, this is a bit of a theme here actually, first time since February 2015 that food prices were lower than the corresponding month of the previous year. So good inflation story in Europe.
And of course we had the food numbers which were reasonable here as well.
Yeah, so look, we've got the CPI this week. So we're looking for that to decline. And a key driver, of course, in recent years has been food prices. They increased 0.7% in the 12 months to March 2024. That's the smallest increase since April 2021, down from 2.1% annual increase the previous month, and some way from that 12.1% annual increase in March 2023. Main driver, cheaper prices for fruit and veggies, down 13.3% annually in March 2024. That's the largest fall on record. Cheaper prices for tomatoes, lettuce, and good old avocados. Monthly basis, food prices down 0.5% in March. So these 7 of the last 12 months. Beverage, not so much, Mike. The cost of beer is up 7% over the past year. But, good story on food.
All right, what are the numbers?
So, it was a bit of a rocky day on Friday, as mentioned. Dow down 1.2%, 37,893. S&P 500 down 1.5%, still up 8% year-to-date. NASDAQ down 1.6%. It's still up nearly 10% year-to-date. FTSE, GDP read up 0.9% in the UK. The Nikkei up 0.2%. The ASX 200, that was down 0.33%. NZ50, we actually outperformed. We're flat, down just 3 points, 11.931. Gold down $28, $2,344 an ounce. Oil up 8.64 cents, 85.66. In the currencies, we were lower almost by 1% against the US, 59.4. Up slightly against the Aussie, 91.9. We're flat against sterling, 47.8. Pretty busy week. Obviously, we don't know where the Middle East situation is going to go. There might, but we've got more banks reporting. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, we've got Netflix, we've got Amex, we've got US retail sales, we've got numbers out in China, GDP and industrial production. And it's another dairy auction, but the main focus locally is going to be inflation. Expected to fall from 4.7% to 4%, so fingers crossed.
Let's hope so. Go well, mate. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, this Monday morning.